6, almost 4:37 on the Mike McFeely Show on KFGO. Just a little bit of our program left. We did have a winner, by the way, with our 4 o'clock 4-pack golf addiction giveaway. And the winner is Ben D. from Moorhead. So Ben D. from Moorhead was our 9th text messenger. And he won the Golf Addiction $25 gift certificate. I guess things are going great guns. I talked to somebody today who has been in contact with the folks at Golf Addiction, and they're really, it's a popular place to go right now. And the weather's helping them. There's no doubt about, there's going to come a day when the weather's going to warm up. But for right now, with the way the weather's been and the way that the quality of the Golf Addiction facility is, people are pretty darn excited about it. Let us go now to another very nice facility in North Fargo. Let's go to the Fargo Dome. Our guy, Jeff Katzer, Devil's Lake Guide, normally on Fridays in this time slot. We can't do it tomorrow, Friday, because I'm going to be in Minneapolis for Twins Fest. So I told Jeffrey to come on the program today. He's actually in our city limits. So if you hear lights and sirens, that's him probably they're going after. But he's at the Fargo Dome for the Red River Valley Boat Show. I was hoping we can get you in studio, Jeff, but the timing just didn't work out. Welcome to Fargo. Are you staying warm and dry?
They let me off the compound one time this year, and I end up in Fargo at the Fargo Dome.
They couldn't have sent you to San Diego or Miami or Washington, D.C. or any place else. They sent you to Fargo.
I don't think people in San Diego really need warrior boats, though.
Well, and that's why you're here, is because you're here for the boat show, trying to sell some warrior boats. How are things looking at the Dome, by the way? Are we getting things set up and everything looking good? The show starts tomorrow at noon.
It does. You know, the reason I couldn't come in is because I have to polish boats, because we had to bring it through a micro blizzard on the way here. So we have,
look at you dropping weather terms, by the way. A micro blizzard. Yeah, polar vortex.
Exactly. We had micro everything all over the place, and we had a snowicane yesterday on the ice. I mean, it was just crazy.
How was that yesterday, by the way? Not to totally change subjects completely, but since you brought it up, yesterday was another one of those blizzardy days on Devil's Lake. Did you find everybody, or are there still people out in the lake, or what happened?
No, thank God for GPSs, you know, and we just have people follow us out. We've got the big light bars on the trucks and follow our GPS, and big plowed roads. The big red plow truck is back up and functional again, so that's a super-duper thing. And we've got everything plowed out. We have a huge 8-foot snowblower now that blows snow about 80 feet. And keeping everything open, probably about 14 miles of plowed roads. So it's been going pretty good as far as getting people out. But I got to tell you, Michael, I am really sick of the snow already, and it's only the 20-blah-blah of January.
Yep. Well, it's not like we're getting more snow. It's just that the snow we have keeps blowing around.
Yeah, we have like 3 inches of powder, and that's a recipe for disaster anywhere in Devil's Lake, anything powdery. But now they're calling for tomorrow to be, 28 or 30 for the high tomorrow?
Yeah, windy though, but 30 degrees,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, of course, we always got to have the wind. And, you know, you try to strategically place the snow when you plow it. That way the wind doesn't screw you up. But
sure.
One day you get it from the south, the other day you get it from the north, and you get a northwest, and you get a northeast, and that's what I say to that. But I tell you what, it's been a challenge this year, but, you know, we were running a full house of 30 houses we had out on Saturday, 29 on Sunday. I mean,
jeez.
We're getting her done. It's pretty exciting. You know, we have 31 houses now, so we've got a heck of a good staff, for sure.
Are you still catching fish, though? That's the key.
You know, we're always very up and saying it's excellent fishing, and I'm not going to lie to you, it's been very tough the last couple of days. I think it's because the fronts have been blowing through. We had 2 to 3 fronts in a day the other day. And
that's always good for fishing.
I know. I came to work, and you know, the barometer is like 29 or something like that. When I left, it was 31. Then that night, it dropped to like 24 below zero, and it's like, oh, boy. So, you know what? We do have some houses that if you fish hard, and again, you listen to kind of what me and the guys tell you to do, you're going to reap the rewards of it. I mean, we're not getting limits every day, and I don't mean to sound sour or down on the thing. It's been very difficult. We're pulling houses so much, I think we're going to rub the runners right off of them. We're just sliding them everywhere we can, and I've got 2 guys every day. All they do is fish for us to try to find active pods, and it's not for lack of us not trying, but you know, then we have the people that just want to come drink beer and play cribbage. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, absolutely. No, that's nothing wrong with that at all. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. Woodland Marine as well. You know, we talked with Rich Lee of Ray's Sport Marine yesterday to kind of preview the boat show. And I thought I'd talk a little bit with Jeffrey today because he's going to be at the boat show at the Dome tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. And by the way, if you want to meet Jeff Katzer, if you want to talk to him about fishing or talk to him about Warrior Boats at Woodland Marine, you can certainly do that. I don't know where you're set up at the Dome, Jeff. Can you give people directions to where you'll be?
If you walk right in the main entrance, we're on we're not on the bottom floor. They put us up on one of the concourses, I think they call it.
Sure.
And we're right by the subway. So it's a great thing. And if you know the Dippin' Dots area,
yes.
You come to the Dippin' Dots area, and you'll see Jeff Katzer.
There you go.
So I've even got Hunter here. Hunter and April are here.
Oh, my gosh, your wife and kids. You meet the whole family. Fantastic.
But if you brought me Rudy, I'd have Rudy here, too.
Well, he's in the studio with this glum right now because he's not outside.
Exactly.
Say, we always talk about boat sales. We always talk about, you know, how things are going in the boating industry. Rich Lee from Ray's Sport and Marine yesterday, Jeff, said, you know what, things are fine in the boating industry. People are looking for, you know, fiberglass boats are kind of making a comeback now. And, you know, Lund has fiberglass boats out now. Warrior has fiberglass boats. It sounds like with the economy getting better, and really in North Dakota, it never got bad.
It sounds
like things are pretty darn good in the boat industry.
It is. And, you know, we started last year was our first year. And we did sensational, so that's why we took other lines on. We have Avalon pontoon boats, and we've got Crown Line pleasure boats, and, of course, Warriors. And the pontoon industry, you know, I'm just a walleye bass guy, but people are nuts over these things. And are these things beautiful? They've got everything. LED lights, my God, they've got carpeting better than my house. So, yeah, I tell you what, boys and girls, if you're bored this weekend, it's your own fault because you should come down here and check out the whole ball of wax. I mean, they've stuck boats in like the men's room here, it seems like. I drove my Suburban through stuff. I probably shouldn't have been driving through up here, but I did anyway.
Wow, fantastic. Yeah. Cool. So what you said, pontoons are hot right now. Is there anything else like Warrior Boats? Have they made any innovations in the last couple of years, Jeff, that's new in the fishing boat industry? Or is it pretty much the same old standard rock solid Warrior boat?
Right. They have their name to live up to, anywhere from a 17 and a half foot all the way up to a 21 foot. You know what? I've had all the boats, every boat out there, all the way down to Champion Tritons, all the way up into the aluminums, you know. And I tell you what, they're all good boats, but you've got to ride in one of these Warriors ones. It's just a heck of a great ride, and it's because of the hull design. And if you come here, I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about, because one of my boats is here. I have a 2090 Big Killer like you were in with me. I have that here, and we could go over that and everything else you guys want to go over. And you know what? Could you just please come here and talk fishing with me?
Just go there and talk open water fishing. How about that? Because
I know. Exactly. However, I did book my Cabo San Lucas trip, so I'm pretty happy about fishing down there for 7 days.
Fantastic. Good
for you. No walleyes there, though.
Okay, so if people go to Devil's Lake, if they're going to go to the boat show this weekend, but when they head up to Devil's Lake maybe next week or the week after, how deep are the fish? How deep are the perch? What are we looking for?
We are still finding... Oh, get this. I got on a mother load of perch in 57 feet of water.
Jeez.
Here's what I did. Everybody listen to what I did, because it's so easy. You can do this. I just said, I'm going to drive out to the middle of the main lake. There's no structure. There's no nothing anywhere near me. Drill a hole. Bam. So we put a house out there.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, I mean, I just completely just tried something off the cuff. So just, again, drill a lot of holes. And anywhere, start in 35. Let's just call it 35 foot of water now, all the way down into the 50s. And we're finding them. And it's difficult to find once in a while with these fronts. If you want the walleyes at night, I had some guys go 8 foot of water. They said, boy, it was really slow, Jeff, until 4:45. From 4:45 to 4:45, you couldn't keep the lure down there.
Huh.
So that was 8 foot of water.
Okay. All right. Cool, man. Well, we hope to see you, if not tomorrow, then probably Saturday or Sunday at the boat show at the Fargo Dome. Jeff Katzer, you heard where he is at. If you want to talk to him, talk fishing, talk boats, whatever, stop on in. Main entrance right by the subway or Dippin' Dots is where he is at. Thank you, my friend. Good luck.
All right. You guys have a great weekend. Have fun in Mini.
You bet. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort, Devil's Lake, North Dakota.